October 8th, 1991. On TV, murderers were usually evil geniuses with a lust for death. A couple of times in his career, Larry had run across a lawyer or executive who'd hatched a brainy plan to get rid of his wife or his partner. But gang members aside, most of the guys Larry cracked fell into two groups. Bad seeds who'd started torturing cats by the age of six, or more often, mutts who'd been kicked around long enough to learn to do it to somebody else, the type who pulled the trigger just to prove, for once, they didn't have to take everybody's shit. That was Squirrel. In a small locker room within Area 6, which doubled for interviews, they sat at adjoining corners of a square steel table, almost as if Gandalf were a dinner guest. Larry knew better than to talk to Squirrel without a witness, but Wozniacki and Lenihan had a call, break-in in progress. Larry figured he'd clear away the brush with this guy, then bring an approver when he started to get something good. "You ever seen that?" Larry asked. The locket sat on the gray table between the two men. The profile of a woman in a lace collar was finely etched against the brown backing. Beautiful as it was, even Squirrel was smart enough not to touch it. The sound of an answer or two strangled somewhere in his throat.
"I don't recall directly, man," he said finally. "That's a nice piece. I might remember if I seen that piece."
"You fucking with me, Squirrel?"
I ain't fucking with you, man. I don't hardly want to fuck with no police."
"Well, you're fucking with me. I just got that from the officer who took it off you. Are you calling him a liar?"
I ain't saying liar. You're the one saying liar."
"Let me ask you again. Is this yours?"
I wasn't supposed to be having that."
Larry smiled. The guy was so simple, you had to like him. "I know you weren't supposed to have it, but you had it, right?"
A wild flash of uncertainty lit up again behind Squirrel's eyes. His kid had been raised way too close to the power lines.
"Hey, you know," he said, "I kind of like to go."
"You know, go?"
"Yeah, the boys."
Gandalf smiled as if he'd said something clever.
"Well, sit here and keep me company for a minute. I want to hear a little more about that cameo. Police stole it off me."
"No, they didn't. I'm a police officer. Here, I'm giving it back, right? Here."
Squirrel still resisted any temptation to reach out.
"How'd you get your hands on that in the first place?" Larry asked.
Said Rami, and spent a long time rubbing his mouth.
"I think you better say something, Squirrel.
That piece is about to get you in a peck of trouble."
"It's stolen, Squirrel. You've been down that road before. PSP? Possession of stolen property?
And I think you're the one who stole it."
No, said Squirrel.
"You know a woman named Louisa Ramardi?"
"Who?" He leaned forward, but did not do a good job of faking it. At Louisa's name, his eyes had grown tight as coffee beans.
"Well, help me, Squirrel. That cameo's Louisa's, and if you don't know Louisa, where did this cameo come from?"
Gandalf's narrow face worked round as he pondered his problem.
"Got it off another lady," he said at last.
"Really?"
"Yeah, she kind of give it me to hold, you know, 'cause she owed me for something. Hey, man, let me up for just a shake. I'm like to bust something if I keep waiting.
You know how that cameo was stolen, Squirrel?
Come on, man. Let me go. I'm about to shit my pants."
Larry grabbed Squirrel's wrist and looked him square in the eye. "You shit your pants on me, Squirrel. I'll make you eat it." He gave Gandalf a second to take that in. "Now tell me, Squirrel, you ever meet Gus Leonidas? Good Gus? Do you know him at all?"
"I don't think I remember no one by that name. Leo what?"
Larry mentioned Paul Judson. Squirrel denied knowing him, too. "From the way I hear this, Squirrel, if I peel off your trousers, I'm going to see the dent Gus's boot left in your butt because he kicked it so often."
Squirrel couldn't keep himself from laughing.
"Yeah. That's a good dent there."
"You know who Good Gus is now."
"Yeah, I know."
"And this cameo was stolen from a lady at Gus's restaurant."
Squirrel took way too long.
How you like that? Said Squirrel. Stole at Gus's. How you like that?
Larry squeezed Squirrel's wrist again, harder this time. I told you, don't fuck with me, Squirrel.
Squirrel turned his head away and tapped his foot madly.
Squirrel, where did you get the cameo?
Lady, said Squirrel.
Off his belt, Larry unsnapped his handcuffs and threw one bracelet around the wrist of Squirrel's he was holding. He fastened the other cuff through the bolt hole in one of the lockers behind Gandalf.
I gotta go to the head, Larry said.
He took his time, returning in about 20 minutes. Squirrel was writhing, bucking back and forth in the chair.
Whose cameo?
Whoever you say, man.
How'd you end up with the dead woman's jewelry, Squirrel?
Let me go, man. Please, let me go. This ain't right at all, man.
You killed Gus, Squirrel.
Okay, I killed him. Let me go. I'm begging here, man.
Who else? Who else did you kill?
I didn't kill no one.
Larry left him alone for another hour. When he came back, the stink was phenomenal.
God almighty, Larry said. Jesus.
He threw open a window. The weather had turned in the last few days, and winter was more than an idea. The air was dry and cool, but 45 degrees. Squirrel had begun crying as soon as Larry was through the door.